from the Sefer. That's at the end of the Mishnah, the Sefer of the Mishnah, when it says when they had a Kedushin B'Aveira, that the kid goes after the Begam, Kamokam the Sefer, is Lasuye Ger Shanosam Amzeris. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's very good. A Ger Shanosam Amzeris is called the Kedushin B'Aveira. That's what's coming to include. So therefore comes the good according to Rabbi Yehuda. Eli Amrit Rabbi Yossi, if you want to say Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yossi, that holds what a ger is allowed to marry a mamzeres, a kahal gerim lo yikrikal. If so, then the Mishnah is like this. Kol mokum dereisha, what's the ratio that comes to start off with? Kidemarin. Like we just got for the thing, it's coming to include Yisrael Shanasa Chalolo. In such a case where the Gushim was done behetter and the kid is also there for the father. The Yezazu, where are the demutum, only this and not other places? Also, Kadiyamarin, like Lamute, the Ravin, or the Ravdimi, the Ger, Shanosa Mamzeris. Like we said before, that also comes out good, but the question is, Elokom Makam the Seifer, and the Mishnah is the Seifer, when it says that the Gdushin is done the Aveira, that the kid goes after the Begam, Lasuyamai, what is it coming to include? Because according to Rav Yossi, a Ger is allowed to marry a Mamzeris. That's not called done the Aveira. So where is there a case that a Kedushin was done via Avera that the Mishnah does not say that Kol Mokum comes to include it? What are we coming to include when the Mishnah says Kol Mokum, when they did the Kedushin via Avera, the kid goes after the Begam? What are we coming to include? That's what the Kasha. Gemara says, no, all the time according to your time, the Rabbi Yud, even according to Rabbi Yud, Yishita, that you want to say Ger is not letting marry a Mamzeris. So Kol Mokum, the Sefer is good, but still, Ezazu the Sefer, when the Mishnah and the Sefer explains clearly what's called an Aveira that the kid goes after the Begam, or an Amon L'Kohen Gadol, Lomeli, why does the Mishnah have to say these cases, Mashma, some cases no, it's Lafuki, some cases, what's the case that's no good? Elo, what do you have to say? I did the Tani Reisha, since in the Reisha it says exactly which cases were there, it's excluding other cases, say Ezazu, Tani Sefer, Ezazu, it already says the same thing, Ezazu and the Sefer also. So I'll tell you, according to Rabbi Yossi, the same shot could be in the Sefer also, Wachinami. I did the Tani Reisha Komokam, since the beginning of the Mishnah starts off by saying, Komokam Sheesh Kedushin, V'yein Aveira, Tani Nami Sefer Komokam. Therefore the Sefer also says, Komokam Sheesh Aveira, Yav this halacha, even though it's not coming to include anything special. Therefore it's not a kash according to Rabbi Yossi. Gufa, now we'll explain what we just learned. Gufa, what we just learned, that Kiyosi Rav when Ravan came, Omer Reb Yechon and said over, the umais by the goyim, hulachach razocha. You go after the father. There's a case you go after the father by goyim. Niz gairu, let's say two goyim became gairim, became Jews, and then they got married, hulachach rapakam shebishneim. Then we go after the begam, whichever one is worse off, the bigger begam, the kid goes after that. We'll soon explain what it means. Now first, my bi umas hulachach razocha. What do Reb Yechon mean to say by the goyim, you go after the father? Kedatanya, like we learn like this. Minayan, how do we know? Li'echad min umais, one of the other nations, not from the seven nations in Eretz Yisrael, that here the Torah says clearly, lo'istichaye kol neshama, you're not allowed to leave anybody alive from the seven nations. You have to kill them all out. You're not allowed to take them for an Eved Kenani. Now, how do I know? Minayan li'echad min umais, if an African, a guy from a different nation, not from the seven nations, comes, shebu ala kananis. He comes and lives with the Canaanites or any one of these ladies from the seven nations. For her lived better, they have a kid. How do I know this kid does not have a loch like his mother to say you have to kill him, but rather he goes after the father, he's called another African, that you're allowed to keep him alive. How do you know this? Talmud Lemon, the Pasuk says, V'gam ibnei atei shovim, even from the people that are living, I guarantee you're welcome to living with you. Mehem tiknu, from them you're allowed to buy an Eved. How could it be the people living near you are from the seven nations, you have to kill them out? Elamai, it has to be that the father came from another nation, the father is an African, so therefore the African lived with the Canaanites, the kid you're allowed to keep alive, you're allowed to use them for an Eved Canaanite. Yochlai would have thought to say, so af Eved, shebu al shivcha min umais, even an Eved Canaanite that lives with a shivcha with a, from an African lady, then they have a kid, maybe also you go Lukula, even if just the mother's an African, even though the father is from the Kanani prison, it's in the seven nations, Talmud Lomer. The Pasuk says, no. Asher holidu b'yatzachem, or it's born in your nations, in the land. Men an alodim b'yatzachem, lo men agerim b'yatzachem. So the kids of the Yisrael is, you go after the father and not after the mother in such a case. So therefore, as long as the father is from a different nation, not from the seven nations, and has a kid, even though the mother is from the seven nations, you're allowed to keep him alive. You're allowed to use him for an eved. But if the father is from a Kanani, if the father is from the seven nations, even though he lives with a shiksa from another nation, not from the seven nations, still you go after the father, and therefore you go after the father. Yeah. So again, if the father is a different nation, it's okay. But if the father is from the Zion Umas, even though the mother is from another nation, still such a kid, you have a mitzvah to kill him, you cannot use him for an eved Kanani. Then it says what? Nizgairu, the case where the Goyim became Jews. Holach achra pagam shebishneim. Now, if they have a kid, the kid is from the worst of both of them. So Mar says, Bamai, what are we talking about? Elaine, if you want to tell me, Benitzri, talking about an Egyptian that became a Jew. Shenos amoinis, that married an amoinis that became a Jew. Says, so for the Gemara, my pagam ika, what kind of pagam is it? The Torah says here, amoini v'loy amoinis. There's no pagam. You're not allowed to marry an Amoni. A man from an Amoni you can't marry. But an Amoni is a girl, a lady from an Amoni, you could marry. So what's wrong if a mitzvah marries an Amoni? There's no pagam here. Elo, the case is like this. The Amoni, true, if the man is an Amoni, shenos a mitzvah, that he marries a mitzvah. See, what's the loch of the kids? Sounds like this. Vi zocher heve, if the kid is a zocher, shad yabas l'day, send him after the father. Therefore, the kid is called an Amoni, and the locher is, Loyovi Amoni Bekal Hashem Loilam. This kid can never marry into a Jewish, a Bas Yisrael. Even if he becomes a Ger, he can't marry a Bas Yisrael. So you go to Chumri to say, he goes after the Begam of the father. Vina Keva Heaven, let's say she's in a Keva. It's like this, if she go after the father, she'll be called an Amoinis. Amoinis, you're mutter to marry right away. So therefore, we say, go to Chumra, have a Shadi Abbas with the door. Send the daughter after the mother. The mother is a mitzvah. So now the halacha is, they can't marry into Klal Yisrael, our dar shlishi. So therefore this girl now, she's called a dar sheni. She'll still have to wait another generation until she can marry into Klal Yisrael. That's the case, by Geri, you gotta go to Chumrah. The kid is the Chumrah, whether it's after the father or after the mother, you go to Chumrah. Then the Mishnah says, V'chol she'en le'ol kedushin. Anytime you marry somebody that has no kedushin, you marry your sister, you marry your mother, chveis erevis, the lachar is the kid's a mamza. But the kedushin is not chal. The mar minohan emili, how do we know this, that there's no kedushin on erevis, the chai b'krisis? The yom rabbi chiba rabbi and rabbi yechanan, ulmatabon son habit mishum de rabbi yanai, vriabacha brei de rabbi ulmatibon mishum rabbi yeseglili, said over the name rabbi yeseglili. Omakarot aposik says, v'yotza mi beisoy v'holcho vois l'shachar. He got a get, she got a get, and she went to marry somebody else. So we dashin liacherim v'leh lekroivim. The kedushin is only chal by somebody else, not by kroivim. By kroivim, there's no kedushin. You can't marry your kroivim. Maskev lo rababo v'yeh. Maybe it's like this liachav v'leh leben. Maybe only your son you can't marry. Maybe some other kroivim you could. Verse says no ben bedik sibay. The ben the person says clearly liyikach ish es eshes aviv. A son cannot marry his father's a mother, his father's wife. So it says, "Lo yikach ish esheshes aviv." So if so, achar lomeli. What's the pasuk say before by acher? Vois lish acher. Shema mina lacherim lo lekroivim. Make this drasha that you get married only to acherim, but not lekroivim. Kroivim that have an din erev upon you, chayv krisis. There's no kedushin. For the marviyema, maybe idivid leben. Maybe both dukim going upon a son that a son cannot marry his mother. And I'll tell you, hold look at Chilav or the Yevet. Maybe there's only one saying, if only it would have been for one postek, I'd say, this is not very, you're not allowed to do it. But if you do it, the Kedushin is Chal. The second postek comes to teach me, Achilu but the Yevet, the Kedushin is not Chal. Gemara says, no, look at Chilav, that you're not allowed to do it, me achos isha nafka. I learned it out from achos isha. From what? From your wife's sister. Oma achos isha, just like your wife's sister. The chorus that there's a chiyuv chorus involved. The pasuk says, "Lo tekadesh, she can't marry you." Chay v'misas bezin l'kol shchein. Isn't it for sure that he can't marry into a chay v'misas? So of course you're not allowed to do it. Because the Marvien, maybe they'll say, EDVD, Piachoy Sish, maybe both Sukkim are still going with your wife's sister. Hold, Lechatchil, hold the Yevit. One is saying, Lechatchil, you're not supposed to do it. And the second one is saying that even if you did do it, the Kedushin is not Chal. So it's Enoch and Arm, it's not true. But so far, we only have Sukkim that if you marry your wife's sister, the Kedushin is not Chal. So Mor says, Ashkechon Achoy Sish, true. We know now by the Erev of Achoy Sisha, your wife's sister, if you go to marry her, the Kedushin is not Chal. Shar Aroyis Minot, how do we know all the other Aroyis? That if you marry them, the Kedushin is not Chal. Gemara says, Yafinu Me'achoy Sisha. I learned it out from this Erev of Achoy Sisha. Ma Achoy Sisha, just like your wife's sister. Miyuchedesh she Erva, she's an Erev with you. V'chayovim Azdoin Mekoros, if you live with her, B'meizeh D'chayev Koros, V'yashik Gosa Chatis, V'shoyge D'chayev Chatis, and the Pasuk says it twice here to teach us that even if you do marry her, the Kedushin is not Chal. So I'll tell you, Av Kol, she Erva, the Chayovim, Azdoin, the Chorus, Vashagosa Chatis, Letavsi, Bakadushin. So all the other Arroyas, your sister, your mother in law, whatever it is, all the other Arroyas, the Kedushin is not Chal. So Mara says like this, Bishle, Makulian, Asin, Staka, true. All the other Arroyas you can learn out from your sister in law. Elaishas Ish, but somebody else's wife. The Eishes Ach, or your brother's wife. Ikal Mifrach, here I could ask questions. Here I would not know to say, if you marry somebody else's wife, that the Kedushin is not Chal. So I would have thought to say, maybe, Mal Yachois Eishes Sheken Ein Loheta B'Mokha Mitzvah. Your wife's sister, there's never a way you can marry her. You can't marry your wife's sister. But Tayoma, the Eishes Ach, your brother's wife, she Eish Loheta B'Mokha Mitzvah. There is sometimes a heter to marry her. In a case where your brother dies and there's no kids there, there's a mitzvah yivum. So since there's a case of a mitzvah yivum that you're allowed to marry your brother's wife, so maybe even when there's not a mitzvah yivum, maybe also, but the evidence if you do it, the evidence is chal. And the same thing, eshusish nami, a regular married lady. If you want to go marry her, maybe their kedushin could be chal. Even though it's an avera. Because ikal mitzvah, you ask a question like this. Alright, turn over. So Mara says, Eishas is also Nami. Ikalim, if you ask the question, that you can't learn out Eishas Ish from your wife's sister. Ikalim Ifrach, Ma lahanach shekein ein loheta b'chai yoisrin. Kol zaman, your wife is alive, there's no way for you to live with your wife's sister. She's always asked to you, kol zaman, your wife is alive. If true, if your wife dies, then you let her marry her. But when your wife is alive, there's no way for you to marry your wife's sister, even if you give her a get. But to Yom HaVeyeshishish, Mashenkin, a married lady, she yesh leheta b'chai yisrim. Even though the husband's alive, but the husband could give his wife a get, and then she'll become mutter for you. So there is a way that you'll be able to marry that lady leheta, even though her husband is alive. So maybe then, even though you do it b'yisra, it's an avera to do it, but maybe the kedushin is chal. So how do we know if you want to marry now a married lady, or you want to marry your brother's wife, that the kedushin is not chal? Elo therefore, Omer Rav Yana v'Temer Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. Omer Kroat Apostik says, Kol Asha Yasim Kol Atuei V'Seilu V'Nichrasu. After the Pashen V'Yikri Yidchesam, Arroyis, it says a Klal, Kol. So with Ashen, Hukshu Kol Harroyis Kulam Yachas Isha. All the Arroyis have the same Aloch like your wife's sister. And therefore we say, Ma Achas Isha, just like by the Pashen, if you want to marry your wife's sister. Leitasi ba kedushin. The other Torah says two pesukim teaches even with the eved the kedushin is not chal. I tell you the loch is af kol arroyis kulam all the other arroyis leitasi ba kedushin. That the loch is if you go marry them even with the eved the kedushin is not chal. But the Mori Yochi if so.